Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Parts of California may be getting a break from that miserable weather. The AP's Donna Warder.
Nearly a dozen powerful storms from moisture from the Pacific Ocean have either drenched parts of California or produced blizzard conditions when fueled by Arctic air. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says those powerful storms are expected to start letting up today.
The greater impacts are starting to wind down, and we're expecting, you know, drier conditions to across much of the state as the day progresses.
Pereira says dry conditions are making their way through northern and central California, but heavy rain will likely linger in the Los Angeles and San Diego areas. I'm Donna Warder.
The Weather Service says that nor'easter will be winding down along the northeast coast today, too. The U.S. and Russia have conflicting views of what happened to that U.S. surveillance drone over the Black Sea on Tuesday, each blaming each other. General Pat Ryder is the Pentagon press secretary.
One of the Russian Su-27 aircraft struck the propeller of the MQ-9, causing U.S. forces to have to bring the MQ-9 down in international waters. Several times before the collision, the Su-27s dumped fuel on and flew in front of the MQ-9 in a reckless and unprofessional manner. This incident demonstrates a lack of competence in addition to being unsafe and unprofessional.
Russia denies its warplanes hit the unmanned drone. The Pentagon is raising the possibility that the U.S. could eventually release video it has of the incident. Today in Texas, a federal judge will hear arguments in a lawsuit involving the abortion pill mifepristone. Christian conservatives want to overturn the FDA's approval of mifepristone. Today, President Biden takes on the issue of lowering drug costs. He'll talk about that today in Las Vegas. This is AP News. Now to a Connecticut woman and Vermont's assisted suicide law. The AP's Ed Donahue.
75-year-old Linda Bluestein has terminal cancer.
One thing that surprised me about getting this latest terminal diagnosis is just how hard it is to die the way you want to die. Seems like everybody has an opinion on what should be allowed and what shouldn't be allowed.
Bluestein lives in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and has reached a settlement with the state of Vermont. She can end her life there as long as she complies with other aspects of the state's assisted suicide law.
I care so deeply about how the last moment of my life is going to go because I've said goodbye to so many that I've loved who didn't have a good death.
Bluestein wants to make her death better.
Not only for me, but for the people who are going to remember that, for whom that's going to be their last memory of me.
Bluestein is currently undergoing chemotherapy. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
New York Representative George Santos, who faces calls to resign and ongoing investigations, has indicated his intent to run again. I'm Norman Hall. Representative George Santos has filed papers with the Federal Election Commission indicating he'll seek re-election. The FEC filing does not necessarily mean that Santos will seek a second term, but it does clear the way for him to continue raising money that could be used for future legal bills. He faces ethics and criminal investigations. Donated funds could also be used to repay more than $700,000 that the Republican lawmaker claims to have loaned his campaign despite financial problems. Santos has admitted to lying about having Jewish ancestry, a Wall Street background, college degrees, and a history as a star volleyball player. Norman Hall, Washington.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. This is the week where the college basketball world is supposed to take over, but the NFL offseason continues to dominate the headlines. There are reports that the Green Bay Packers are trading quarterback Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets, while the Jets are bringing in one of Rodgers' weapons as wide receiver Alan Lazard agrees to a four-year deal, according to various reports. The Las Vegas Raiders are set to trade tight end Darren Waller to the New York Giants. Indianapolis Colts are parting ways with quarterback Matt Ryan. Carolina agrees to a two-year deal with quarterback Andy Dalton. The NCAA tournament kicked off with the first four in Dayton. Texas A&M Corpus Christi held off Southeast Missouri State 75-71. Their reward is the number one seed in the tournament, Alabama, in the next round. Pitt got the game-winning jumper from Jamarius Burton with 9 seconds left, and that beat Mississippi State 60-59.
Told myself I was built for it. I just got to a spot and let it go, and I had complete confidence in myself, and that was pretty much everything that went down.
Pitt plays Iowa State next. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks are the first team to clinch a playoff spot. Milwaukee handled Phoenix 116-104. It was Cleveland by 16 over Charlotte. The Cavs played without high-scoring Donovan Mitchell. Toronto bested Denver 125-110. Fred VanVleet had 36 in the win over the West-leading Nuggets.
It's a hard team to put away, so we are fighting, and they made runs, but you know, made enough plays to get out of there with a win.
New York down Portland, Washington down Detroit, San Antonio over Orlando, LA Lakers over New Orleans, Oklahoma City beat Brooklyn. In the NHL, Chicago took down Boston 6-3. Taylor Radish, the hat trick, all three goals in the third period. The Bruins, just their 11th loss of the season. Nashville beat Detroit 2-1. Edmonton 6-3 over Ottawa. Arizona beat Calgary. Vancouver over Dallas. Carolina downed Winnipeg. It was Tampa defeating New Jersey. Montreal top Pittsburgh to snap a 7-game skid. Nashville over Detroit. Los Angeles Kings beat the New York Islanders. And Columbus knocks off San Jose. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. had to destroy a surveillance drone in the Black Sea after an encounter with Russian fighter jets. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Pentagon says two Russian jets flew near the MQ-9 drone for more than a half hour in international airspace.
They collided with the aircraft, damaging the propeller, and essentially putting in a situation where it was unflyable and uncontrollable, so we brought it down.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, even as Russia denied hitting the drone. It appeared to be the first time since the Cold War's height that a U.S. aircraft was brought down after being struck by a Russian warplane. The State Department's Ned Price says Washington was summoning Moscow's ambassador to lodge a protest about actions over international waters.
A brazen violation of international law.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says if Russia's aim was to keep the U.S. from flying in the area,
then that message will fail, because that is not going to happen.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In California, more dangerous flooding is expected along the central coast, where a levee was breached as the Pajaro River swelled with runoff from an atmospheric river. Andres Garcia lives nearby.
Because we live like 7 houses away from the river, and the water level says like 6 feet, right? 7, probably. So we probably lost everything.
The state of Ohio is suing Norfolk Southern to make sure it pays for the cleanup and environmental damage caused by a fiery train derailment along the Ohio-Pennsylvania border last month. City supervisors in San Francisco are considering a proposal to become the first major U.S. city to fund reparations for slavery and systemic racism. The latest inflation gauge shows consumer prices are easing, but inflation is still at a high level. Stocks are higher at the closing bell on Wall Street. This is AP News. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing limits on forever chemicals in drinking water.
The agency says the protection will save thousands of lives and prevent serious illnesses, including cancer. The plan would limit toxic per- and polyfluorinated substances called PFAS. The group of compounds are widespread and dangerous and expensive to remove from water. They don't degrade in the environment and are linked to a broad range of health issues, including low birth weight and kidney cancer. The agency estimates the rule could reduce PFAS exposure for nearly 100 million Americans, decreasing rates of cancer, heart attacks, and birth complications. Norman Hall, Washington.
Chevron has not complied with a new California law requiring it to disclose how much money it's making from selling gasoline in the state, setting up a showdown with state regulators over data Governor Gavin Newsom's administration requested in order to impose the nation's first penalty on excessive oil profits. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
President Biden says he'll deliver the eulogy at former President Jimmy Carter's funeral. The 98-year-old Carter remains under hospice care in his Georgia home. Last night, the president told a California fundraiser he recently visited Carter, who asked him to do the eulogy. The president then said, "Excuse me, I shouldn't have said that." While Carter's family and center have not revealed details of his condition, the president noted Carter's 2015 cancer diagnosis and recovery. He told donors, "It's finally caught up with Carter, but they found a way to keep him going for a lot longer than anticipated because they found a breakthrough." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Facebook parent Meta is cutting thousands more jobs. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says this will be tough, and there's no way around that, he says. Facebook parent Meta is slashing another 10,000 jobs, and it won't fill 5,000 open positions. Last November, the company announced 11,000 job cuts. What's going on? Well, last month, Meta posted falling profits and its third quarter in a row of declining revenue. It pointed to a downturn in online advertising and competition from rivals like TikTok. Tech companies have been hiring aggressively for a couple of years. Now they're starting to let some of those workers go. I'm Rita Foley.
A class action lawsuit has been filed against the parent company of Silicon Valley Bank, its CEO and chief financial officer. The lawsuit claims Silicon Valley Bank, its CEO Greg Becker, and its chief financial officer Daniel Beck did not disclose the risks that future interest rate increases would have on its business. The lawsuit was filed by shareholders and seeks unspecified damages to be awarded to those who invested in SVB between June of 2021 and last Friday. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank has shaken the technology industry and worried small businesses and individuals with deposits at the bank. I'm Mike Hempen.
Fosbury flop high jumper Dick Fosbury has died. I'm Lisa Dwyer. Dick Fosbury, who completely revamped the technical discipline of high jump and won an Olympic gold medal with his Fosbury flop, has died. Before Fosbury, high jumpers cleared their heights by running parallel to the bar, then leaping over it with a scissors kick. At the 1968 Mexico City Olympics, Fosbury used his new technique to set an Olympic record and win gold. Fosbury took off at an angle, leaped backward, and bent himself into a J-shape to catapult his 6-foot-4-inch frame over the bar. By the next Olympics, 28 of the 40 jumpers were using the Fosbury flop. Today, it is by far the most used technique for elite high jumpers. Fosbury's publicist said that the famous jumper died after a reoccurrence with lymphoma. He was 76. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.